I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. President Biden has agreed in principle to a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
The White House says it is possible that President Biden could sit down with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The White House released a statement which said President Biden accepted in principle a meeting with President Putin if an invasion hasn't happened. Still, Ukraine's president is urging the U.S. not to wait any longer when it comes to imposing sanctions, given the behavior we've seen out of Russia already. Pentagon officials on Fox News Sunday, they believe it's too soon.
Fox's Mark Meredith at the White House. Meantime, heavy shelling continues in Ukraine's east. Heavy shelling's been reported along the tense line of contact between the Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatist rebels in Ukraine's eastern industrial heartland of Donbass. Ukraine says its positions were shelled 80 times yesterday and several times earlier today, but that it was not firing back. The Justice Department is expected to amend a Trump-era policy dealing with China.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has an important decision to make. He's under rising pressure from academics across the country to end what's called the China Initiative. It's a DOJ program begun by President Trump 3 years ago designed to confront and stop Chinese espionage. Last month, protesters stood outside the Department of Justice in Washington, arguing that the initiative unfairly targets Chinese professors in academia living in the United States. I'm told that a decision has been made to make some changes. What those changes are, we will hear soon from the DOJ.
Fox's David Spunt. Former President Trump's social media app was launched today as he seeks a new digital stage a year after he was banned from Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. His Truth Social app was offered for download from the Apple App Store to a limited number of subscribers who had pre-ordered, with others added to a waiting list to be given access over the next 10 days. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Closing arguments today in Georgia in the federal hate crimes trial of three men already convicted of murder.
This is a federal hate crimes trial for the three men already convicted by the state of Georgia for murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Gregory and Travis McMichael, along with their neighbor William Bryan, are already sentenced to life in prison, but federal prosecutors argued their shooting and killing of Arbery inside their Brunswick area neighborhood was motivated by racial hate. They showed the jury examples of text messages and social media in which the three used racial slurs and expressed violence towards African Americans. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Five adults were found dead in a Commerce, Colorado apartment yesterday, along with substances investigators described as illicit narcotics. Another adult and a four-month-old child were alive inside the unit. Police say there was no apparent blunt trauma or violence connected with the deaths. Emotions hit a boiling point between basketball coaches at the close of a game yesterday.
Just as CBS was closing out its broadcast Sunday, a 15th-ranked Wisconsin 77-63 win over Michigan, and participants from both sides were shaking hands, the music stopped as a fight began.
Yo! And Jawan Howard just threw a right hand. And now we got a scrum. We have a scrum in Madison.
On CBS, Michigan head coach Jawan Howard hit Wisconsin assistant Joe Krabenhoft in the face. Howard said he was angry Wisconsin had called two meaningless timeouts in the final minute of a game clearly decided. In the melee, two Michigan players and one from Wisconsin appeared to throw punches. The Big Ten stated, the conference will provide more information and will take swift and appropriate disciplinary action when it completes its review. Jared Max, Fox News.
A gemstone billed as one of the largest gem-quality opals in existence sold for nearly $140,000 at auction in Alaska yesterday. The opal weighs more than 11,800 carats. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.